Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 3. Yesterday we had a glance at your relationship with yourself. Seems like a strange thing to say, relationship with yourself. We're kind of used to a relationship being with someone else, right? It might seem pretty obvious, but relationship just means how we relate to something. And yesterday we explored how we relate to ourselves. How do we actually feel about ourselves in our own skin? If that was challenging, don't worry. Whatever relationship you have with yourself, it's okay. So we sometimes believe that how we feel about ourselves is going to last forever. We have a strong self-image. And when we have a strong feeling of who we are, or what we are, we can feel like our emotions are a bit out of control. And we can't control our emotions. But we can relate to them in a new way. With, of course, mindfulness. So quit blaming yourself for how you feel, and be a bit kinder towards yourself. And that's the end of the programme. Good luck. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to leave you hanging there. As you've discovered through Meditation Daily, emotions pass and move on. And we can feel several emotions at the same time, or one emotion that's very powerful. And of course, emotions feed thoughts, and thoughts feed emotions. And before we know it, we can start judging ourselves, and disliking parts of ourselves too. So with mindfulness, we can embrace and work with all the parts of ourselves, even the really crappy parts. And of course, we'll be doing this with meditation, which sounds a bit like medication, right? If you've got a headache, you can take a pill. If you're thirsty, you can drink water. If you're tired, you can rest. If you've got a mind ache or an emotional ache, you can work with it in meditation. It's the same thing. Let's get a deeper understanding of our emotions now. So finding your comfortable meditation posture. With your feet on the floor. Sitting nice and upright, but not stiff. Taking a deep breath in. Breathing out. And gently closing your eyes. And then allowing your attention to move to the sensations of your breathing. Noticing your breath coming in and out of your nostrils. Feeling the cool air coming in and the warm air going out. And as you learnt on the Foundation program, being curious about all the nuances of your breathing, the short pause between your in-breath and your out-breath, and your out-breath and your in-breath, as well as the way your breathing rises and falls, and continuing to do this. And now allowing your breathing to move into the background of your awareness and shifting your attention to your emotions, noticing your emotional tone right now. How are you feeling? It could be frustrated, at ease, neutral. Maybe you're not really sure how you feel right now. It could be angry, impatient, maybe carefree, Also noticing if those words bring anything up in you as well, as I say them. Sometimes a word alone can carry some weight and trigger something inside us. And does your emotional landscape feel intense at the moment? Is it more in the background? Noticing the intensity. And if you want to, could you give your particular emotional tone a colour? Maybe it has a shape too. Also picking up on any thoughts that might be judging how you're feeling right now. Some emotions we can react to more than others. So maybe you get a stronger response from anxiety in your body than you do from sadness or anger. Noticing how you're responding to that particular emotional tone right now. Are there any emotions that are hard to make out, that maybe need a bit more investigation? Watching out for any thoughts. Do I want to feed these emotions? And now letting go of the effort that you've been making to focus on your emotions, taking a deep breath in, breathing out, and gently opening your eyes as we end this meditation. So emotions are tricky customers. They can move around and change. and some we're more in tune with than others. But we need emotions, and it's healthy to be in touch with all your emotions. And it's healthy to express these emotions too, despite what we might have been told. For example, anger can be passionate, sadness can be moving, fear can be an indication that something needs to be investigated or changed. As I mentioned in day one, some emotions we can suppress from childhood. Not being allowed to be angry, maybe never seeing conflict in our family and having a fear of it, being told that crying is bad, or that we should always aim to be happy and put on a brave face. Noticing if any of those sit with you, and as always, without judging yourself. That's all for today. Tomorrow we're going to begin our journey into individual emotions, so we can connect with them fully, recognise how we relate to them, and then supercharge our mindful skills to work with them. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 4.